one waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome to you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guest, Al Jolson. And now for our first program in 1950, we bring you a little something left over from last year, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Ken. That's the most thrilling introduction I have received since the day I was presented to the Spokane Kiwanis Club as the captain of the Yakima Valley squash team.
Did you play squash, Bing?
No, I picked him.
Oh.
But, Ken, I'm not picking squash anymore, and I do think that you could have tried a little harder with that introduction.
You know, you're pretty uppity for an ex-squash picker.
Well, don't scoff. Crawling through those squash vines on a blazing hot summer day, I learned something that was very important.
What was that?
It's mighty shady under there.
Now, Bing, I do have a little confession to make.
Well, I hope so.
Well,
I'm affronted.
Yes, I was going to introduce you tonight as a great comedian, but, gee, I was afraid we'd offend Bob Hope.
Let's do that.
Shall we?
Yes.
Seem to understand the position I'm in trying to introduce you every week. Well, you're on the air more than full of a watch time.
Well, that's because some of the disc jockeys, you know, they play my records now and then.
Oh.
You see, Ken, due to circumstances over which I have no control, I'm on the air by accident more than Arthur Godfrey is on purpose.
The thing I hear whole programs of your records. Noontime, Croontime.
Big Show.
Big. Sing with Bing.
Great.
Pause with Cross.
Have you caught Grunting with the Groaner yet?
No. Have you heard Stomping with Bing?
Stomping with Bing?
Yeah, that's for the winemakers up around Fresno.
I haven't.
You know the folks who stomp on grapes all day long?
Oh, yes. Up there, a Blue Jay corn plaster is really blue.
And plastered, too.
Say, Ken, I know a fella up in the Napa Valley up there. He stomps on white grapes one day, red grapes the next day, and blue grapes the next.
What's the idea of that?
This boy likes Argyle feet. He's... That's a Hope joke that I've ever heard. Ken, if the rhythm airs will gather around, we shall fairly plunge into our opening selection, which is Dear Hearts and Gentle People. John Scott, let's plunge into this. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rows. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. There's a place I'd like to go, and it's up in that hole, where your friendly neighbors smile and say hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the whole wide world to know.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rows. I feel so welcome each time that I return, and my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live in love in my hometown.
Home, home, sweet home. Home,
Now, Ken, we've reached the epic moment when it's time for you to pour out your dear heart to the gentle people concerning Chesterfield.
Incidentally, Bing, have you seen Look magazine? Brother, are you in trouble?
Trouble?
Yeah.
Golly, don't tell me Look has published some of my old letters to Constance Talmadge.
Oh, no. On the cover of the current Look, there's a big picture of you.
Oh, swear.
And you've got a pipe in your mouth.
Well, it must be an old picture, Ken. Was I holding a squash in my hand?
No, I didn't notice any squash, Bing.
Well, I think you're becoming unduly hysterical. I was smoking velvet, and velvet is made by the same people who make Chesterfields. Ooh. I figure with Como and Godfrey and everybody always pushing Chesterfields, I try to give velvet a little plug. Velvet tobacco for any man who smokes a pipe or rolls his own.
But, Bing, we're selling Chesterfields.
Well, if Chesterfields are selling, what's your beef? I smoke velvet in my pipe, and I also smoke Chesterfields. They're the best cigarette to smoke. Jingle time, boys and girls. Chesterfield satisfied women and men. Chesterfield's over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield's ABC. Song called Bye Bye Baby, sort of in the Don't Cry Joe manner, but in this song, in this lyric, the element of hope is preserved. Bye Bye Baby, remember you're my baby, when they give you the eye, although I know that you care, won't you write and declare that though on the loose, you are still on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me, then my shadows will fly. Though you'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by.
Bye bye, baby.
Remember you're my baby when they give you the eye. Although I know that you care, won't you write and declare that though on the loose, you are still on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me, then my shadows will fly. Though you'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by.
With my baby.
Time is here, and our guest is a young man who was with us last week and made good. His singing, his bird whistles, and his magnetic personality just seem to catch on, so it only seems fair to give this boy another chance this week. The kid's name is Jolson, and in case you missed him last Wednesday, he comes on a singing like this here.
Is it true what they say about Dig Dig? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? And do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Suwannee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong. Do they laugh? Do they laugh
ain't that pretty?
It is true. That's where I belong.
Really, I did. Really brilliant. On a level. Real great. You've done more for the South. Really, you have, Al. You've done more for the South than Una Merkel and kissing Jim Folsom.
Well, that's right, Bing. You're right when you say that. You know, I've given the South more publicity than the boll weevil.
Well, the boll weevil, that's been practically eradicated.
Well, there ain't nothing been invented yet to stop Jolson. And wait a minute. I include television.
No one wants to stop you, Al, but it would be nice if you slowed down a little.
Now, look, Bing, I can't slow down.
Why not?
I wore the lining off my brakes years ago.
You don't need brakes. You're still going uphill, boy.
Well, ain't he sweet? Climb up on my knees, sonny boy.
Why should I climb up there? You can afford to put an escalator in, Roy.
Wait a minute, Bing. You can afford one yourself. I read all about you in Look magazine, you know.
Yeah, I got quite a spread.
Well, don't worry, it didn't show in the pictures. The pipe did, though.
You're kind.
Yeah, I know, but I gotta be sweet to your face, Bing, considering all the things I say about you behind your back, you know.
What's that? What?
But now, don't get me wrong, Bing.
What do you been saying?
When I talk behind your back, I rave about you.
Well, Al, why don't you rave about me to my face?
Well, I don't want you to get a swell head like I could have if I wasn't so modest.
Well, you...
Good point.
That's a good point there, but I wish you wouldn't compliment me behind my back because I'm swelling a little there, too.
Well, it all goes back to what I said before. You got quite a spread.
That was in Look magazine, yes. Well,
you know, Bing, when I saw your face in a club, I went up to the newsstand and I bought 50 copies.
50 copies? Al, I do believe your friendship has blossomed into hero worship.
No, Bing.
Hmm?
I worship only one hero at a time. And I ain't through with me yet.
Well, then why'd you go out and buy 50 copies of Life? Oh, look.
Don't just look. Stop. Yeah, look. Well, no matter what the magazine was, why not buy 50 copies? Yeah. A big man like me can't walk up to a newsstand and buy only one copy of any magazine.
You ought to read at least one of those copies of Look. Because,
why?
Well, there's a very nice picture of you in that article.
I know.
Yeah.
Sure I know. You don't think I'm going to buy 50 copies of the magazine? Joe Scholes has got a story about some crooner in it, do you?
Well, no matter how ulterior your motive is, yeah, it still warms the cockles of me heart.
Now, Bingy, look, before we go any further, I just want you to understand that at any time I say anything mean to you, you understand? I'm just trying to get a laugh. That's all it is. I'm just trying to get a laugh.
Same goes for me, Al. Only I don't care if I get a laugh or not.
Well, you're not the comedian I am.
Well, we all got a little something to be thankful for.
Well, that's right, Bing. For instance, here it is, 1950, and we're both here.
Yeah, standing up, too.
Of course, I don't think we ought to tell the folks that we rehearsed in rocking chairs, you know.
Well, I think it's okay to disclose that, Al, but let's not say nothing about the transfusions. Hmm? Just keep them a secret.
Keep them a secret?
Yeah.
Why should we, Bing? Look, I gave you a little blood, and you gave me a little blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the family, you know.
Well, I guess that's right.
Now, let me tell you something, son. Mm-hmm. First thing you know, you're going to be singing like a bird.
May I return the compliment?
You can return the blood, too, of you.
You Indian giver, you...
Well, Bing, look, you don't need it. Honestly, according to that article, you lead a very healthy life on your ranch.
Yeah, every day up there... I ride out in the range, I sing to my cattle. You want to know something?
What?
When I sing to my cows, it makes them so happy that they really gain weight.
You want to know something, Ding?
What?
If I ever sang to a bunch of cows, they'd lose weight. Applauding.
That'd be dangerous, Al. You got to be careful around animals. When I was a kid, I got kicked in the head by a mule.
You got kicked in the head by a mule?
Yeah.
Well, you got even.
What do you mean?
You made that record.
What do you mean, mule training?
There ain't no clippity clops in White Christmas.
Here's the Frankie Lane's version.
Say, wait a minute.
Hold up.
Now, wait a minute. Speaking about that Frankie Lane, that boy's good. Of course, he's not as good as we are, you know.
There's two of us, nearly.
Well, don't tell me there's only one of him.
That's all. Say, Al, I read somewhere, you know, this might be news to you. Frankie Lane was referred to as Al Jolson of 1949.
1949?
Yeah.
Well, 1950 has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking over again for your
interview. Well, welcome back.
Now, don't tease me, Bingsy. I tried being modest once, and it just didn't work out.
Well, maybe you didn't try hard enough.
I tried with all my heart. But somehow, when I started thinking of myself as being only fair, I felt like a phony.
Oh, you didn't know that, could be. You couldn't be just fair, Al. I'm sure you've watched Larry Parks often enough to see how great you really are.
Well, that's right, Vince.
Say, Al, you're always talking about Larry Parks now, and I never hear you talk about your little boy, Asa.
I'll tell you something, Bing. That kid is smart as a whip. He's already a genius, you know.
Well, that figures.
Well, I'm teaching him how to count, you know. Hmm? I figured that might come in handy someday.
Well, can he count up to 10 yet?
Up to 10?
Yeah.
Higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
He can count all the way up to the queen.
I can see you and your son have a lot in common already, then.
Well, in a way, you see, I can count up to the king, you know.
Oh, no, Joe, you are the king.
Oh, Bingsy,
mm-hmm.
You're aces for saying that, you know.
Looks like we got this deck stacked, ain't
we? Yeah. Bing, I just thought of something.
What?
It's a shame you and me are standing here talking when we could be singing.
Jolie, you spoke a book. That's what you did. Perhaps, shall we burst into song?
Well, who's going to burst first?
You move right in there, Al. Grab all the microphone you want. Right at that is up to the white line.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, Mr. Trotter, may we have a downbeat professor? Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
And no one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning.
When a morning glory,
oh, glory,
twine around the door,
so pretty twining,
whispering pretty stories, I like it, yeah, once more.
I'm strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning.
Don't get wet, yeah?
And those butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning.
If I had a land lamp only a day,
oh, Rabbit Alley,
I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say.
Doctor.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
When we're for Will's call, and evening is night, I hurried a mile. I got me a blue heaven.
Yeah,
a turn to the right, a little white line that's gonna lead you to my blue heaven.
Let me congratulate you too.
You're gonna see us, smiling face. I got a fireplace, and I got a cozy room.
Sounds like Dave Chase's.
A little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom.
Just Molly and me.
Oh, they're singing high.
And my baby makes three. We're so happy in my blue heaven.
You're gonna see our smiling face. I got a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom.
Just Molly and me.
Oh, I like Molly and you.
Baby makes three.
Oh, you're counting wrong. That's four.
We're happy in my blue heaven.
Goodbye, blue. Birds are singing, every old thing's in tune.
Goodbye, blue. Nothing but laughter, morning and afternoon.
I saw a rosebud in a star. So we're going where there's more.
Goodbye, blue. Troubles are over, we'll be in clover soon.
We're Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging around. Just gave the meanest ticket men on earth all we're worth to put our touches in an upper berth.
Just hear that choo-choo sound.
Cha-cha-cha.
I know we're gonna cover ground. And then we'll holler so the world will know. Here we go.
We're Alabama bound.
Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging around.
Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all we're worth to put our touches in an upper berth.
Just hear that choo-choo sound.
Cha-cha-cha.
I know the two we're gonna cover ground.
And then we'll holler so the world will know. Here we go.
We're Alabama bound.
Bing. You know, folks, smoking Chesterfields is something like making friends. You try that first pack and you like them pretty well. Then somewhere along in that second pack, when you know them a little better, you find yourself liking them even more. And when you're finished with that pack, you're sold on Chesterfields for good. Yes, and the more folks smoke Chesterfields, the more they enjoy them. You see, friends, Chesterfields give you just what you want in a cigarette. They're much milder, they're better tasting, and they leave a clean, fresh taste in your mouth after you've finished smoking. Yes, sir, it's easy to see why more and more people are changing to Chesterfields. And friends, I think you'll like Chesterfields once you smoke them. Buy a couple of packs as soon as you can. And remember, when someone you like has a birthday coming up, give them Chesterfields in that Chesterfield birthday gift carton. It makes a swell present.
That Brother Jolson recorded many, many years ago and scored a smashing success with it. I tried to bring it back just recently, but...
Oh, Ben, let's both of us work on it, huh? Maybe we can bring it back together. What do you say?
I'm game.
Okay.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. She means her tender songs of somebody else. And even when I have my arms around her,
I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else.
The hand I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else.
It's tough to be alone on a shelf,
but it's worse to fall in love by yourself.
The one I love belongs to somebody else.
one I love belongs.
Belongs.
Belongs. To somebody.
Got time for one more here.
Yeah, and the introduction sounds like all by myself, don't it?
I could swear that was it.
All by myself in the morning.
All by myself in the night.
Sit alone in my cozy Morris chair, so unhappy there, I'm just a playing solitaire.
Don't do it. All by myself, and I get lonely. Watching the clock on the shelf,
I love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder.
Only Rachel,
I hate to grow older all by myself.
I'm all by myself in the morning,
and I'm all by myself in the night.
I'd like to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder.
Lay your nappy noggin right yonder.
I hate to grow older all by myself.
That about wraps it up for this session, folks. I do want to thank Brother Jolson for being aboard, lending his wit and his charm to the festivities.
Thank you, Bing. Mm-hmm. But you know something?
What's this?
I've got terrible news for you.
What's that?
I can't be with you next week.
Right. Gosh, Al, I'm so sad I could kiss you.
Well, if you want to do that, climb up on my knees, sonny boy.
I'm waiting to get that escalator.
By the way, Bing. Who's going to be your guest next week?
Oh, next week here on Chesterfield, Al, we should have quite a time. Our guest will be Miss Peggy Lee and Groucho Marx. Good night, Al.
Good night, Ben.
See you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke. Good night and thanks.
The Big Charlie Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Peggy Lee and Groucho Marx. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.